Hello, sisters. It's Sister Amon from DontParish.com. Hey, I'm back again today and praising the Lord for giving us this day. And if you're listening to this, we'll praise Him for letting you have this day too. So, hopefully everybody's doing well, standing strong in the Lord and in the power of His might and rejoicing for the hope to come. And that's only there because of what Christ has already done. So, yeah, there's so much to rejoice in. So I just thought I would share some of our day because I really appreciate knowing that my sisters are striving on what's going on in their days, that they're being holy, obedient, godly saints unto the Lord, no matter what they're doing in their days, as long as they're doing it unto Him. That's awesome and a great encouragement. So I just read Psalm 123, I think it was. There's a car driving by with a dog barking. I just read Psalm 123 for one of the audio Bible readings, and I wanted to read this section out of it, verse 2. Behold, as the eyes of the servant look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that He have mercy upon us. I love that. And so I was thinking about waiting on the Lord, and I just went and got a couple scriptures I thought I would read just to encourage us. And then maybe sometime I'm going to go look up a bunch of them and read them. Genesis 49:18. I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord. And Psalm 130 verse 5. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in His word do I hope. I love that. And 2 Thessalonians 3:5. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Yeah, and we're to patiently wait, we're to stand, we're to occupy while we're here. We're supposed to be salt and light. So as like ambassadors for Christ while we're still here on the earth going and doing everything that He wants us to do, we're still waiting patiently for Him, whether it be His return or us going to Him. So anyway, I just thought that was encouraging to share. And so let's see what else. We did some travel today, and we headed to a little town to fly some signs. It was like a real super, super small town. But that's really nice because the cars have to go slow, and people in small towns need to see the gospel and hear it too. So praise God, we did. And I got to witness to a woman across the street. We'll be putting up some videos later today, I think, Lord willing, if it works out that way. And a woman saw me, and she was across the street. She was like working in one of the buildings, and she walked around down the sidewalk a ways, and then a while later she came back, and I could hear her yelling, "Amen, amen." Oh, the first time when I saw her, I hollered, "Hello, how are you today?" And she said she was doing good. And then when she was coming back, she saw my sign, "Fear God, repent." And she was like yelling up the sidewalk. She was trying to get, it was like a hill. She's like, "Oh, this hill is killing me," she says. And she says, she stopped and she looked at my sign and she was taking a breath. She goes, she points up at it. She goes, "They don't fear God. They don't fear God." And so I was trying to like shout across the street, and every once in a while there was cars going by. I said, "Right, amen, they don't." And I kind of shared with her that we travel around and hardly anybody fears God. And it was kind of hard to say a whole lot over there, but she said, "Yeah, He's coming back." I said, "Yes, He is, and many people are going to be surprised if they're not repenting and obeying Him." And she like lifted up her finger like, "Amen," and then she walked into her building. So that was interesting. And then I took just a little walk a block away to a grocery store, and I found something, some sweet potatoes. So I got a couple of them, and I gave a gospel card to the young woman at the checkout counter, and she was like, "Wow, thank you." And she was standing there reading it, even though it was busy in the store. I just got done saying how busy it was there. She said, "It's always busy in here." And I give her the gospel card. She's standing there reading it when there was people waiting. So that just kind of warmed my heart. And then I walked back to the van, and we got loaded up, and we were getting ready back to head out, and we were backing up. And I was hanging my head out the van looking backwards because a truck had pulled right next to us and we couldn't see. When we had to back out, we'd be backing out into traffic, and it wasn't really busy or anything. But I was kind of like leaning my head out looking, to the blind spot, you know, to see if I could see around the back side of the truck. And an older man had just gotten out of the truck. So when I stuck my head out and looked, he was like right there, right next to me. I said, "Hi, how you doing?" He goes, "I'm doing good." And I told Brother Tupus, I said, "You're good." And I looked at the man and I said, "Hey, would you like a gospel card?" Because he could see the signs on the van because he was kind of like reading and nodding. He said, "Yeah." So I pulled one out and handed it right to him. I mean, he was like right there, arm's length away. And so he took the gospel card. He thanked me. And down the road we went. So that was pretty awesome. And then, did I say we were flying signs in that? Yeah, I did. I said that already. Sorry, I forget. I only got a couple notes here. So then we traveled down the road. We got to the town that we wanted to go to. And so we were looking for a gas station. We drove a little bit further than we were planning on, past our stop for the night. And when we pulled into the gas station, I said to Brother Tupos, I was like, "Oh, hey, that's a grocery store. I haven't been in one of them for a while." And he goes, "Well, you want to go in there? You could walk around and maybe witness to someone." And I said, "Sure." He goes, "I'll just get the gas and stuff and I'll meet you up there." And I was like, "Great." So I walked up there, went in there, and I found some discounted plums, a couple of them. So that was nice. While I was in there, an older man came walking up behind me, and I almost stepped in front of his cart. I didn't see him coming behind me, and I was going to move over. And I was like, "Oh, sorry about that." And he goes, "Hey, you look exactly like so-and-so." And he said somebody's name. He said, "She's out in New Hampshire or Pennsylvania or New England." I don't know what he said. And I said, "Oh, okay." I said, "Was she a Christian?" And he kind of looked at me, and I don't know if he heard what I said or not. And I said, "Well, here, let me give you a gospel card." And he took the card. He said, "Well, thank you very much, and you have a good day." Well, I got my plums, came out to the van, and we headed to where we were going to go for the evening. And we got an email from a man that saw our gospel signs on the van. And so he was saying it was very refreshing. And so him and Brother Tupos will be emailing, and we'll see where that all goes. So that was kind of interesting, just sharing some of the fruitful things in our days. And then here's just a random thought. Brother Tupos and I were kind of talking about it, and I throw some notes in here so I can just share them with you. So it doesn't have to have a rhyme or reason. It could just be random thoughts I'm sharing with my sisters. We were talking about, being able to leave everything behind, whether it's your home or people, and this, for us sisters, something to think about, you know, because we're keepers of the home. We're Titus 2. We like to do all this. Proverbs 31, as I'm going through the verse by verse. It's like it's within us to make a nice, cozy, tidy, comfortable, safe home. Whether you're out in the woods, whether you're in town, whatever it is. When you walk in there and you shut the door, it's got, like, part of you in it. And I'm just speaking from experience of myself and others that I've known in the past or some now, that it is like a little bit of a part of them. It's safety. And I guess I'll just point it on myself. It had a little bit of my personality maybe, or my tastes. I've never been a really big decorator or anything. I always liked earthy things, rocks, wood, metal, plants, you know, things like that, gardens, you know, things like that. And so as you live in it, you kind of work it, you do it, you make it your own. It's comfortable, it's cozy, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's not sinful unless you spend a lot of money, spend a lot of time, and it maybe takes up a lot of your time trying to upkeep it or something. If you're choosing to put that much work upon yourself and it's taking away from what would be most important, then it could be sinful. But anyway, that's not my point. My point is, I would like to challenge us all to think about whatever it is in your life or whoever it is in your life that you really love or appreciate. Think about this. If it or them was taken away from you for the cause of Christ or any reason really, would that hinder your walk in Him? Would that stumble you to the point to where you're not fit for the kingdom of God? And I'm not saying, you know, that if somebody was taken out of your life, it wouldn't be painful or something, because we've all lost people for the cause of Christ. But how long would that hinder you? How long would you allow that to hurt you and hinder you in your walk with the Lord, being fruitful for Him and being fit, getting back to being fit for Him, you know? And you notice I said, how long will you allow it to do that to you? Now, same with our homes. Brother Tupos and I have left some pretty awesome, simple, low-cost homesteads, but a lot of sweat and labor went into those. And so, like I said, it's kind of a part of you. How many of you would have a hard time just dropping it and leaving it if you had to, or if the Lord takes it away or calls you to a different life? Just think about that. Just some things to think about. I know Brother Tupos and I have talked about that, and we left it all behind pretty much. So yeah, it's some things that, it's like a constant examining of ourselves. We want to examine ourselves, you know, as we see in Corinthians, lest we be a reprobate. We don't want to be that way. We want to examine every aspect of our life, our faith life, our walk, our obedience, and then these other areas that are pretty easy to overlook. And, you know, I just wanted to read Matthew 6:21. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And I'll admit, my heart was in our homesteads and my home and my comfort and my safety and my little refuge and my little nest. And I loved how it was all nice, you know, when you do a nice clean and everything's all done and maybe light a candle and the wood stove's going, or maybe the windows are open and it's warm outside and you can hear the birds and you're just kind of sitting there either on the porch or curled up on the couch depending on the weather, and you're just so comfortable and cozy. That's not sinful. But how much of you is in all that? Could you leave it? And could you live in a sterile, barren area and still love the Lord as much, still have as much peace and joy? Just some things to think about. All of us, for all of us even in my little van here, I appreciate a nice, comfortable, our little foam bed and our comfortable blankets and simple things in it. But if it was taken away from me, well, if this was taken away, we would have no shelter. So I would have to really kill my flesh on that, maybe be living in a tent. Would that affect my joy and peace? You know what I'm saying? So just some things to think about, random thoughts to ponder. And here's some good wisdom I'm going to leave us with. Matthew 6:31-34. Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take the thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Yeah, so those are some good things for us to ponder and think about and put our trust in the Lord and not store up earthly treasures. Even if it's not like a treasure here, it might become a treasure in your heart. So just sharing with you, sisters. All right, I love you. I'm going to let you go. And Lord willing, I'll be back again tomorrow. But if not, I hope you all strive on. All right. May God be praised.